Nobody's Hero, Inspector Carlyle, Novel 9. Written by James Craig and read by Joe Jameson.
Chapter 1. Struggling to shift away from the damp patch sticking to the small of her back, Sandra Middlemass wrinkled her nose. With the benefit of hindsight, opening the window would have been a good idea. Even the waves of pollution rising up from the thousands of vehicles making their way along the road outside would have been an improvement on the fetid atmosphere inside the room. From the other side of the thin glass, the relentless hum of early evening traffic rumbling past at 6 miles an hour was suddenly interrupted by a series of screaming police sirens trying to force their way through the capital's near gridlock.
Ugh!
With his tongue hanging out of the side of his mouth, the fat man half pushed himself up as he gave a nervous glance towards the window. The idiot thinks they're coming for him, Sandra thought, feeling him beginning to soften inside her. As if. Scratching her nose, she watched the guy struggle to put his tongue back in his mouth. Who was he? She tried to remember the name. Steve something or other. Whatever. He was one of Akib's white mates. Not the kind of bloke to waste any money on deodorant, and not very good when it came to putting on a condom. Had she screwed him before? Sandra had no idea.
Fucking coppers!
The guy grunted, still looking through the window at the milky sky. Don't you worry, Sandra thought wearily. It's not like they're coming to save me. They never come for me. As if on cue, the sirens immediately reached a crescendo and began dying away. See? Sandra had learned over the last 6 months that there was no danger of any of her abusers being caught in the act. Once, she'd even been to the police station to beg for help, ended up sitting in an airless waiting room for 4 hours without even an offer of something to drink. No one came then either. In the end, she just walked out. An hour or so later, she had been back on the job. Most likely, the coppers dutifully rushing across West London tonight were responding to reports of another gang of shoplifters targeting the nearby shopping centre. It was a routine occurrence, one that always got a prompt response from the boys in blue at the nearby police station. That was the thing about the police in this city. They only dealt with the right sort of crime. Protecting iPhones and Rolexes was one thing. People, on the other hand, were nowhere near as important. Leave them to their own devices, and they would eventually go away. Crumble to dust. Disappear. If that was the name of the game, well, fine. She would play the game. She would disappear. Problem solved. Mumbling to himself, Steve, if that was his name, rubbed at the tattoo on his left forearm. It was a crude drawing of some bloke's face. The bloke had spiky hair and shifty eyes. Underneath the face, in small letters, was tattooed, Captain, Leader, Legend. Legend? Bellend, more like, Sandra thought, stifling a giggle. Inside her, Steve was continuing to wilt. She hoped that the Durex would stay on. Even more, she hoped that he managed to restore his erection. Otherwise, there would doubtless be a beating in it for her. As the sirens faded further into the distance, she felt the guy's attention finally return to her naked body. After toying with Sandra's left nipple for a couple of seconds, he flopped down on top of her and began grinding away. The weight on her chest was crushing, and she could barely breathe as he picked up speed. Get on with it, you stupid bastard. Looking past the punter's left shoulder, Sandra noticed that there was a large cobweb in the far corner of the room near to where the ceiling met the wall. Next to it was a massive spider. It looked like the spider was watching them. For some reason, the idea struck her as amusing. This time, she allowed herself a laugh.
What's so funny, huh?
The fat man pushed himself off her chest, balling his right hand into a fist as he did so.
He just can't manage it.
Taking a deep breath, the girl braced herself for the inevitable blow. When it came, his wedding ring split her lip. Sandra hadn't noticed the ring before. What kind of idiot would marry a loser like this? Running her tongue across her gums, she tasted the salty blood.